And good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengaust and the one and the very only Malik Donnelly.
Hey.
Right here live in studio with us.
Once again.
It's good to be together again.
It is.
I love it.
Wow. It seems like it was just yesterday we were together. I was talking to Art and I'm like going, wow.
Yes. Art, the employee of the year.
Woo! Go Art.
I'm going to milk that
Art.
A little.
Go,
right
go.
Here. And then also it's Catherine Worthington right here at KKLA's
birthday.
Monday of last week.
Happy birthday.
She's 25.
Finally.
25 years old. Awesome. Wonderful person, salesperson right here at KKLA.
We love the KKLA family.
Not
listen,
gonna
you,
lie.
You guys, we have a lot of fun here. They're doing a great work. I hope you're listening to lots of the stuff that they do here, but I got to tell you, these guys are real and fun. We have a good time.
Real fun.
Real
together.
And
go ahead,
fun.
Put it together. Real fun.
Together.
Real
and fun.
Fun. Both of them. And we actually took over Frank Pastore's studio last week again, which was kind of fun. Live.
Live. It's kind of scary, but it's kind of fun going
we're
live.
We're going to throw him out. That's the next thing. We're going to throw Frank out. We're in. Frank.
Sorry, buddy.
Monday through Friday.
Love
from
you,
3
Frank.
To 6 o'clock. We love you, bud. We're taking over your show.
We had Dan Franklin on.
Oh, yeah. Dan.
Composer, singer-songwriter.
Producer.
Yep.
Wonderful time.
And you, for our listeners, somebody who may be just tuning in, we like to have fun. We really believe God created us and maybe had a sense of humor for some of us when he was creating us.
But me more than others.
he intends us to have a good time. He gave us his son so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That means everybody else is having a good time. We ought to have a really good time.
And just to float on that, like my Mariana, who's not here today, I'm so bummed. We miss you, Mariana.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We were having that conversation this week, how there is a difference between happiness and joy. And God gives us that joy to despite our circumstances, we can always have joy in everything. Satan cannot steal our joy.
That's right.
Happiness is coming and going and fleeting depending on what's going on. But God
so
is.
So up and down.
Yep.
Difficult or easy.
Yep.
We can still have joy.
Yep. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Wow. Speaking of joy.
That's good stuff.
Get online. Get connected at worshipfactory.net, which is where we're at. It is a Facebook, Twitter for those Christian creatives that are out there. It's really important for us to get connected out there. Facebook is cool, all that stuff. You can catch us on Facebook as well, and you can also catch us on Twitter, which is something else you can also pick up. But, you know, we also want to give kudos to Tim Tebow this past week, last week. Tim Tebow. Now you can come back after the big boys of the Pats this week.
Yeah, we need to get him on our show, huh?
I think we may try and do
got
that.
Connections.
Yeah, we got a couple hookups. We can get to Tim. You know, Tim, just keep on doing what you're doing, brother. What a testimony, I tell you. We were talking about that earlier as far as that goes. It actually 316 yards, total passing yards on John 3:16 as far as what Tim wears underneath his eyeballs. Mm-hmm. But also then it was 31.6 yards per catch.
See, okay, those are one of those God things that I just love. Where you're like, you know what? That's just God showing off again. I love it when God shows off. He's done that so many times in my life, and when he does
so
blatant
cool.
stuff like that, you're like, God,
it's like
you rock.
Like when your grandson's born on 10-10-10 at 10-10
right?
a.m.
Oh,
right?
You know somebody like that?
I know somebody like that.
Maybe your grandson?
He's a proud grandpa.
And that wasn't even,
the heavens opened, the lights
that
shone.
That wasn't even induced, huh? That was like a natural
that
grandson.
Was completely natural, completely real,
And you are in studio with Worship Factory right here at KKLA 99.5 FM, right on your dial. Get line, get connected with us every Saturday night at 7.
So Worship Factory, the website, worshipfactory.net.
Worship Factory.
This is who's on Worship Factory.
I forgot. Who's not?
I'm thinking for our listeners, they need to know this is for Christian creatives. Christian creatives, but
Christian
what is that? It's actors, singers, producers,
well, it's actually
scripts.
Anybody. It could be also somebody authors. That's in business, which is amazing. You're still a creative as business, which we've had people like Aurelio Barreto from Not of This World clothing line. I mean, you're always creative because I think that God has created us as a creator. So I think that each and every one of us are creative in our own way, which is really important.
You got to keep pointing that out. People aren't getting it. The very first scripture in the Bible, in the beginning, God created.
Mm.
It all begins with God creating something out of nothing. And then he made this world. He created man.
In his image.
In his image, folks.
To be creators.
Yes. We're to be the originators. And so one of the things that we really, is a strong part of our message is, so God made us, all humanity, to be creative. But then we have Christ in us, and now we are a new creation.
Preach.
How much more creative should we be than people who don't even believe in God? So I think that is the center of what God is doing these days. Mm-hmm. He's raising people up and saying, you're to be the head, not the tail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're to lead, not be behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let the world try to catch up with you.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing, too, is that we've got to get out of the boat, though. I mean, sometimes if you're out there and you're just, you know, driving down the street and you're listening to the show, that, you know, it's our obligation to step out. I mean, I think that, you know, if we choose to step back and just not go, or to not show up to the meeting, or just show up, as my brother always says, show up, because God will take over from there, and he's going to direct you and guide you wherever it is that you're supposed to be going. And just, even if you make the mistake, so what? So what if you step out and it's not right? He'll show you it's not right.
Remember that we all have that doubting inner voice. We absolutely, every single one of us that live and breathe, have that voice telling us we cannot do it. You're going to fail. You're going to look like an idiot. So you got to not listen to that voice and listen to the voice of the Creator who put a gift in you and has a purpose for you. We were talking earlier about how that people who are completely incapacitated, mental deficits and things, are savants and have such creative skills and things. It's just, I've heard story after story. If God can use somebody that's completely incapacitated and give them a gift, how much more you? If you're listening, God's got a gift and a place
that's
for you.
Right.
And we want to help you find that.
Right.
You know, it's so important for all of us to also support one another. One thing we encourage at Worship Factory is encourage one another as well. And I think that if you are out there and you have a gift yourself and you're using it, reach out to somebody else too that you can actually give that gift forward, sort of pay it forward, if you would.
Because
mentoring is so important for us here, and I think that we've got to be able to continue to do that. We're called, I believe, and as far as spiritually, to be able to reach out to each other. I think it's really important, Rod.
Yes. Good time for a scripture.
Good time. There's always a good time.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Got it. So,
Pastor Rod.
I've got thanks, Frank. Ephesians 4, 7 and 8. This is really cool. This talks about we're one body. That section of Ephesians 4 is very familiar with the church and the different offices in the church. But it says, God has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scriptures say, when he ascended to the heights, he led the crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people.
Cool. Mm. Say it again.
That is so important to
understand. Say it again, Rod.
When he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people.
Led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. That's powerful.
It's part of the freedom
that
we have in Christ. That's why we're a new creation in Christ. And getting gifts from God is just what we get. You got to understand, it's not like you've got to beg and plead. Mm-hmm. It's not like you've got to, you know, try to make something special happen. Mm-hmm. He led captivity captive and gave us gifts to replace the captivity. Mm. So I just encourage people to know the freedom that we have in Christ and to reach out and embrace that gift and move forward with that gift. Mm-hmm. If you just want to learn how to play guitar, you want to write a script, you know, whatever the thing is.
Right.
Go for it.
And I know we've kind of echoed this theme, but let God use you where you're at. You know, so you're just learning chords. So you're just, let God use you. Don't let Satan rob you of that joy and going, you're not good enough. You're not old enough. You're not young enough. Whatever the lie Satan is telling you, you know, let God use you where you're at.
That's exactly right. The captivity has been taken captive. Mm-hmm. The lie has been taken captive. It's been taken away. Don't believe it. Mm-hmm. He gave you a gift.
That's right.
That's what you need to believe.
Yeah. And you're listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM with Kempton Brian, Rod Schreckengast, and Monique Donnelly
have a very pretty cool special guest coming up in our next segment.
Speaking of gifts.
Yeah.
Very gifted guy. Ben Fallon is in the house. Can't wait to pick his brain.
Now, hold on, women, if you're out there as far as that goes, this model, actor, producer, animator, but a lot of you women may know him as a model, just to let you know.
Yeah,
so you can really see him on this radio show.
Too bad it's radio. You'll have to wait for the shots on the website.
So go to worshipfactory.net. You can actually, we'll post a few of the Vince's photos on there.
I just hope he's not too intimidated sitting next to me.
I know.
I sit next to a handsome guy. I don't know, you just feel, I don't want
May
to feel
loves
bad.
Loves you, that's for sure. May thinks the same thing, without a doubt. You know, one thing we do also at Worship Factory is do support events and things that are out there. We're getting ready to do the Chancellor for Children event out in Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, and can't wait for that to happen. That's coming up this year. Also got a chance to talk with Alvin Chia of Take Six again today, and that was great. It was like, you know, Alvin's finishing his new album that they were producing, so we're going to have
through
him actually unlive through his church.
Yeah.
And
we had them on.
He's awesome.
Yeah, when they were just starting that.
And it's, yeah, yeah, we need to have him back.
He's finished. He's
the
mastering.
The stuff that he's played, it's anointed stuff. It's not just songs. It's like God speaking.
Oh, man.
Songs,
boom
you
stuff.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And then for you listeners out there, too, we're going to start doing some interesting projects on worshipfactory.net that you can get involved with as well as listeners. So it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to do a television project and maybe some other things, some music projects that we can actually involve the listeners out there. So get online, get connected. We can give you more information on worshipfactory.net for your information. And it's going to be pretty cool this coming year, without a doubt, Rod.
Yes, we've got lots of things for you launching into creativity to get involved with. I'm thinking of my good friend Brian Duncan, and he's got his project funded now, so we're going to see that CD project this year.
Absolutely.
We're hoping to see a Monique and Friends this year.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
So these are things that we're praying about. We've got Claire in Bristol, England.
Oh, that's a special
I've got
prayer.
Now a friend, David, in Scotland. Oh. Who holds Ignite events. We've got all these people that we're tying in with now, even internationally, and just supporting for their projects. So we want to hear about your projects. I'm going to make that invitation.
Wow.
You've got something God's put on your heart that we can support you with. We want to hear about it. info@worshipfactory.net. And we're even on Twitter and Facebook.
Wow.
Yep.
What?
Did you know that?
No. Where? What is
at
that?
At Worship Factory.
Is that
Twitter.
Like a social media thing?
It's like this computer thing, and it has a screen on it.
Oh,
Facebook.
And you
Twitter.
Put stuff in there, and it's really amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We're going to be right back with actor, producer, animator, Vince Allen.
Everything.
In our
second
segment. We'll be right back. KKLA 99.5.
Lost in the windows of time.